Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
That's what I was going to say three times already.
We're co-hosting the show. How do we count in? 3, 2, 1.
Rocking the health world. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your host and co-hosting with Liam Chef. I'm Joni Cox. Welcome to the program today.
Oh, God, I was drinking.
That was your part.
Okay. I was having a sip of water. Hey, thanks, Joni, for having me on your show. It's Robert's show.
We're both on.
We're co-hosting.
We're coasting. That's what we're going to call it. We're coasting through the health world.
We're coasting through the Robin Scott Bell and Robert Scott and the Batman and Robert Scott Bell show.
Yes.
What are we going to talk? We have a whole 2 hours. Oh, my God.
You and I, 2 hours. It's so going to be over with really fast. We're going to do it great.
And I'm spent. It's done. We got all kinds of news stories from super producer Don, Super Don Naylor. We'll tear through some of those.
We will, but we're going to tear through some greens first. We're going to talk some more dietary things, and I'm going to share with you some of my journey that I've been on the last several years. Anything from Weston A. Price to Weston A. Price. That's been my really big journey. And now I'm starting to get into more vegetables and healthier, greener things.
Wait.
And it's making all the difference in the world for me.
I thought vegetables caused cancer.
Hey, now, you know, those are fighting words for me.
I swear. I read a blog the other day from a Harvard psychiatrist that assured me that it was possible. Not
yes.
Probable.
Right. Plausible. Possible. I guess we'll just start with what I've experienced. I was gung-ho for Weston A. Price. Still am very gung-ho for all the fermented foods and the things, a lot of things that I learned. And I'm thankful for the places where it has helped me. But where it didn't help was I was consuming a lot of extra liquids through the raw milk and the raw egg yolks. I mean, for 3 years, Liam, I know this is going to make you cringe, but I did raw egg protein shakes every day for 3 years.
All right, Rocky.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Wait. Joni, you jumped right into the major part, but we didn't even show the cartoons in front of the movie.
Oh, okay. So, what do you want?
No, I just want, let's tease, what are we going to, first hour we'll talk about food, but second hour we are going to talk about something, and I want to tease everything that we're going to talk about, so
okay.
That audiences who are angry that we're still talking about food will can tune into the second hour.
Yes, please do.
Because what are we going to be talking about in the second hour?
We're going to be talking about, well, we're going to cover some of the news stories that Super Don sent us, which are excellent, and then we're also going to be talking about what you're up to, a project you're working on.
No, we're, yes, but, and, come on. Ding, ding, ding. Boing.
The thought has escaped me. Liam, help me.
What are we going to be? What you consider an incredible waste of time?
No,
the thing that you consider. Oh my God!
Oh yes, video games.
Oh my God!
Games. Sorry, I told you I had a little bit of lack of sleep on this. Video games, a pet peeve of mine, and we are going to dissect it, bisect it, and reap it apart.
We're going to reap it apart.
Reap it good.
We're gonna reap it good. All right, so that's in the second hour because Joni and I, when we talk before her show. We've had these great conversations. She goes, what do you think of... That's not actually Joni's voice, so I don't have a make fun of your voice. Can you say, what do you think of it? What do you think of video games? Something like
there
that.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good... That's
what do you think of video games? And I say, I think they suck, but they're a huge waste of time. But then I tell this story about how hard it is to stop playing them and how important it is to stop playing them. And then she said, that's fascinating. And then we go on the air, and we've never talked about it.
Maybe and we've always meant to. But.
Yeah, we've always meant to. Maybe we almost did once, but we've never really talked about why they're how they affect, I think, the male brain more than the female brain, what they tap into, and how they redirect your natural, creative, constructive energy into totally useless non-real tasks, and I just want to talk about that as a, in solidarity with my enslaved brotherhood out there to help to help the males get off of the games.
When you first told me that you thought they sucked, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a guy out there who actually thinks that. We must talk. So yes, I can't wait.
Now I've gotten into a lot of trouble over the last. Oh, my God. Are we up against the break? Did we say
we
what
are
network this is?
In about 3 minutes.
Oh, did we say what network this is?
This is naturalnewsradio.com.
Oh, my God.
Tuning in.
Robert's coming right back. He's going to turn around.
Robert, he's like, give me my show back, you two. What are
I
you
know.
Doing?
This is naturalnewsradio.com, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com for the news stories of the day, for any links that we managed to remember to talk about. Make sure to say thanks to our advertisers by buying their stuff. Okay, so I've gotten into a lot of trouble over the last 2.5 weeks because what I did, I posted something on Facebook. Somebody was going crazy about how sorry, I always laugh when I say this. About how soy is really dangerous. And I was like, come on, show me a study. I've seen this nonsense. It's propaganda. And we really got into it. And I took it apart. And the guy went crazy. And he said, and he's just started dive bombing my FBI social network page, and he was posting link after link, and I said, you're not explaining any of these, and these are just Weston A. Price links, which is sort of not, you know, these are opinion pieces. You're reporting to me from the American Standard, or, you know, the Bill Kristol. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a Newsweek op-ed. Don't tell me it's true. And he just kept going and going, and then he started calling me names, and I said, wait a second. I mean, listen, I'll take you can post one thing and we'll talk about it. And then he wouldn't stop.
And just kind of have some adult dialogue versus the personal name-calling immature stuff.
Right. He was being a real dinkyberry. And I was name-calling that. And I decided that I was going to really get into it. I've flirted with it before. I've researched Weston A. Price for years. I had a couple of weeks of really going deep. I looked at the paleo, the primal thing, and I came up with the following. Weston A. Price is it's a religion. It's not a dietary program. There are some good things in it, but it's a religious program. There are some good things about, and I'll let you get into that because you know more about it. You lived it. And the paleo thing, this is my way of setting you up to talk for the next 2 segments. The paleo thing is, I think Americans love meat and they really don't want to change eating as much meat as they can. So they've more or less created, this is my opinion about it, after researching it for quite very seriously, sleepless nights, and researching and living nutrition and understanding that for 20 years, you know, really heavily studying it, really heavily studying and living it for 20 years, I really feel that the paleo thing is saying we don't want to give up meat, so we're not going to, and we're going to tell everybody that eating only meat, some people are now eating only meat, this is the best thing for you. There's a Harvard shrink who says that broccoli can, it's very funny, can cause cancer the same way that you can walk on the ceiling. In other words, you can't.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to throw it to you for the remainder of this segment for the next couple to tell your story, it's a plural, of what happens when you bite this hook, because people have heard from me, they've heard my analysis, they're tired of it, so I'm throwing it to you. We have another 2 minutes in this segment, tease it, and then come back and we'll do the whole thing, is my suggestion.
Yeah, that's exactly my thoughts as well on this, just to finish out this segment. I did Weston A. Price for about 3 years. I actually helped convert a friend of mine who is a doctor. She became the Weston A. Price chapter leader. And many of the symptoms that I was experiencing as a result of, you know, 3 years on the diet were not explicable. Nobody could understand why my body was responding that way, and then it all became my fault somehow, and I just wasn't loyal enough. But on that note, we'll go ahead and wrap this segment up, and I'll tell you more about my experience with Weston A. Price and how I got where I'm at now. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, you want me to 3-2-1 it, or are you going to 3-2-1?
No, we're already on. Go. go.
We're rocking the health world on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your host, co-host, Joni Cox, and I'm here with Liam Sheff as well, and we're deciding to coast through this next segment talking about Weston A. Price, and I was going to share a little bit more about my story with the diet. And I want to start off by saying I'm very thankful for everything that I've learned, and I have learned a lot of valuable things about food, diet, and even my own body, and learned a lot about myself through this diet. But it really wasn't for me, Liam. It was something that started to take me down a path of weight gain. I initially started seeking out dietary interventions and new lines of dietary thinking because I had adrenal issues and thyroid issues. And a friend of mine introduced me to Sally Fallon and was talking to me about her raw milk fasts. And I was drinking about 3 to 5 quarts when I would go on these fasts. I would drink 3 to 5 quarts of raw milk for up to 10 days at a time.
Whoa, wait. Who, raw milk fast? I think that's a yes. Contradiction in terms. Raw milk is a highly fatty, that's not a fast, that's a raw milk flume ride. That's a raw.
Right. It was a raw milk inundation.
How much were you drinking?
3 to 5 quarts a day.
Oh, man.
Anytime I was, right. But the idea was to flood your body with such nourishment and the vitamins. And I was doing my fermented cod liver oil and butter oil and everything else that was clarified butter oil. It was a great thing. And
wow.
I did experience short-term health benefits.
You must have smelled like a lutefisk parade.
I have no idea, and I'm not ever going back and asking.
No,
either.
No, just
I don't want to know.
Lutefisk?
I don't know. Was it like Hildebeest? I don't know. Was it?
Lutefisk is a kind of horrifying white fish that's cured in some sort of like lime, like the nice lime, but the rock. And it's something that Norwegians eat. Very strong. I mean, you're saying cod liver oil and fermented cod liver oil and milk and nothing but, and I'm saying you must have smelled.
Probably. Okay. Probably. I will not revisit that smell. Thank you. But yeah, it was, I was expecting it to be the thing for me that would kind of launch me into healing. And unfortunately, I ended up experiencing the very opposite. And because of all of the things, all of the milk that I was drinking, and I was doing all the other stuff between lacto-fermenting vegetables. But, you know, a lot of times, many of us on a budget, stay-at-home moms, us in our Weston A. Price group, we couldn't really afford vegetables after we got done paying for the meat, the milk, and the eggs.
Right, so that's the diet, right? Meat, milk, eggs, organ meat.
Organ meat. I mean, they say vegetables. I mean, you know, they definitely are proponents for eating vegetables, but it would be the lacto-fermented ones are really highly looked. They're looked upon as being superior to different goitrogenic type of vegetables like kale, spinach, and broccoli.
What did you just say?
Goitrogenic, goitrogens. Things that would suppress thyroid function.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Wait. Goitrogenic? But did they ever? Okay. That's very, very funny. So you can, this is why I said what I said on the show was earlier this week, I guess. I really feel like it's amateur hour reading some of these studies because it's like this reductionism thing. You take something out of a vegetable. You say, oh, look, this is in the vegetable. And if we put this in doses 10 million times that found in the vegetable, it might slightly suppress your thyroid function.
Well, and the way it's presented, it was very believable for me. It was very, I just felt like that was going to be my healing process.
Okay, yeah. But all right. So you're smelling like a cod. You're drinking the fermented cod. What is a lacto fermented vegetable?
You take the whey from the milk,
or
if you make yogurt, yeah, you use that whey to ferment your vegetables.
Why not just have some chopped salads, raw salads?
Well, because the raw thing, when it's in its raw form, that would be the goitrogen. That would be what suppresses.
No, it doesn't.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. No, it doesn't. I mean, it cleans your blood. It cleans your liver. Your clean liver supports your thyroid. I guess if you just take the component out that's slightly... The thing is, nothing is free of something. Did they do the same analysis of meat? Because there's so many toxins in meat and, my God, in organ meats. All I'm asking is, fair is fair. So if you're going to hang up broccoli on its petard and say, oh, you're goitrogenic, can you do the same with a liver or a kidney and say, oh, what are the toxins in the liver and the kidney? Can we do that?
Yeah, I actually thought about that because as I was picking up my beef liver from my producer, I started thinking about the functions of liver and thought, wow, I'm eating all the toxins from this animal if I'm consuming their liver. And I guess that's why we soaked it in lemon juice overnight, was to pull out those toxins. And that's exactly how we prepared it. Yeah.
But that doesn't pull out all the toxins from it's.
Yes, I'm realizing all of this now, because what ended up happening was I started craving greens, raw greens, so much so that like a friend of mine, she'd either come over or I'd go over to her house, and we were like picking whatever kale out of her garden we could. And we started picking root vegetables and like otherwise known as weeds and yards that people kill. That's what we consumed: dandelion, sorrel, chickweed, anything we could grab our hands on. And we were feeling a little guilty, like, oh my gosh, we're eating these greens. And what if we get caught?
Wow. You were in the church of, that's what I say, it's kind of religion. So you felt bad. You felt bad about eating.
Oh my gosh, this is going to suppress my thyroid function, and that's contradictory and counterproductive for what I'm trying to do here.
That's very, that's kind of fundamentally ease-isms. Now, I know that there are a lot of people who follow lightly on Weston A. Price stuff who never would do, who would like, no, I eat greens every day, no, I eat vegetables every day.
Right. And there's the gamut. I mean, you have some that are very loyal and very maybe fundamentalist about it. And then you have others who dabble in it or, you know, who really are more open-minded to being intuitive and giving their body what they need. And that was really what Weston Price did for me is I'm very disciplined. I can eat things that don't taste good. I can eat things that I think I don't want or need. Just for the health benefits. So it's like, okay, fine. I'll eat it. I'll do it. It doesn't matter what my needs are or what my body's trying to tell me. But I did through that process learn how to intuitively start to tune in and say, okay, I'm craving greens. There's a reason for that. I need to be a little bit more honoring of that.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I read these paleo blogs and the Weston, not the Weston A. Price blogs. Cause that's pretty locked down. It's like I said, it's kind of religious, but the paleo thing's more secular. So they complain a lot in their blogs and they're really funny, not intentionally, but like, you know, the explosive diet, you know, like, oh, the diarrhea might go away, the terrible breath, the body odor. Well, of course, you're just eating meat, which is full of, you know, large animal hormones and fats and proteins and plenty of toxins. So you got to clean that on your body. But,
right.
But the funny stuff is when you read about, oh, I broke down, I was in front of the refrigerator, I was sort of sleep binging, and I ate a pound of cookies. And,
right.
And but why did I do that? What can I do about these? Here's the funny line, carbohydrate cravings.
Oh, and you know, that was another thing, is I was totally carbohydrate free, as much as I could have be carbohydrate and grain free. So I was cutting all of those things out. And so I started getting headaches. I think that was the big sign for me, is I started getting migraines about 2 to 3 times a month. And then they increased in frequency. And I, at that peak of my Weston A. priciness and the peak of my, you know, dietary stringency, I was just 3 to 4 times a week down with migraines. And
you had migraines on the milk, fermented meat, egg,
right,
kidney.
I had migraines so bad. I literally thought that I had a brain tumor. I was very concerned that I might actually, you know, something in my head might explode because they were so intense. And it was just so debilitating. I could feel one coming on, and I just felt like there was nothing I could do to stop it, because even if I did, there were times where I was desperate enough to take an over-the-counter, like an Advil or something, and
you know
nothing helped.
You know what Robert does for that?
What?
Don't you know what he does?
He kicks it in the aspirin.
he gets his Fleet enema bag and brews coffee. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, coffee enemas.
I know.
I don't even think that would have worked.
It's very disconcerting because, you know, when you travel with Robert, which I get to sometimes, and he orders
you.
No, he orders. He's great to travel. He's easy going.
I know.
But when he orders coffee on the plane, you just like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. No way.
Hey.
No stewardess. This is the Robert. He doesn't do that. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is Liam Chef.
Liam. Yeah, you're going to make me say it funny now.
And Joni Abbott Cox.
Yes.
Of the Homegrown Health Super Hour. Heard daily on Natural News Radio. Robert's number, which I won't remember right now. I won't try to give out, but I'll get it for the next segment. I really will. I always do that. I always screw up the phone number. What's Robert's phone number?
I have it, I believe. But here's the thing. Here's some people don't understand that I did some voiceover work for Robert, and so I had that old number memorized.
All right, I'll give you the number.
From last year.
The number is... What?
Yep.
I fixed this website. Why isn't it on the front? Oh, I'm in a bad mood.
No bad mood. We'll get Robert's number to you. Until then, you can go to robertscottbell.com for more information.
Oh, my God. I fixed all of this. Oh, my God. We're having another... 1-866-939-2355. 1-866-939-2355. Call in with your questions, answers, and... if you want to advertise on the show, all that kind of good stuff. We'll be back. Say hi to our sponsors. See you around the bend. Joni's going to tell us what she did for her kidney headaches, her Weston Price headaches. Yes?
Yes,
Let
I
me
am.
Come back. Okay, bye. See you soon.
Robert Scott Bell. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are back in the Robert Scott Bell Show after a bumpy go dip into commercials. I lost the phone number. Joni was trying to remember the old phone number. Joni Abbott Cox from the Homegrown Health Super Hour, where you can learn to fix things in yourself using things like lemon juice and a little placenta once in a while.
Yes.
Once in a while.
Once in a while, we talk about all kinds of things that pertaining to birth and everything else on Homegrown Health. So just be sure to tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern daily here on naturalnewsradio.com.
And make sure to go to robertscottbell.com. Robert's now added to his incredible burden of work by putting out a newsletter. Good job, buddy.
Great. I signed up.
Yeah, more stuff that doesn't pay that takes all of his time.
But you know what? He does it. He does it for the people. He does it for the education of it, and that's why we love Robert so much.
I know. He. I'm teasing him because we were talking.
I know you are.
No, we were talking, and he said, "Oh, I'm doing I'm doing a newsletter now." And I said, "You are?" He said, "Yeah." You should have heard his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's amazing, and I'm glad for the newsletter because it always gives you a heads up of what's going on the radio show, and it's a great reference for all the things that he talks about.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I had to convince him because he used to write these sort of short narrative poems about every episode of the show was this, like, oh my God. No, and I said, Robert, just tease the show. Because he's up to, I swear to God, he said, I got to get the notes done. How am I going to get the notes done? I got to get the notes done. I don't have any time to do anything. I said, Robert, just say on the show today is so-and-so, tune in. He said, really? So he's a hard worker. Sometimes he works too hard. You got to send him a lot of love. You don't know how hard, honestly. Nobody knows how hard he works. We were talking about it the other day, how hard it is to put together a six-day-a-week show. Nobody knows.
Right. Nobody knows. It is. It's a lot of work for me to do the one new show that I do every week on Wednesday, and then we just rebroadcast the same ones. I cannot imagine bearing the load that Robert bears. So just thank you for all that, you know, do, Robert, for the natural health community.
No, it's true. I tease him a lot because because I love him. But yeah, send him some coffee. Fleet Enema bags are always welcome.
Make sure it's fair trade, organic, non-pesticide laden coffee.
Robert, the thing that he loves best is exactly that. So if you see him, just go hand him some coffee beans.
Yes, but make sure they're good.
Make sure they're organic. And Robert will know what to do with them. We are going to talk next hour about a comic coloring book we're putting out. But in the meantime, Joni is telling us how she, I think, treated her migraines by defying the angry gods of a more fundamentalist kind of Weston A. Price diet she was on. Joni, back to you.
Yes. Yes, so I had cut out carbohydrates as much as possible, was not consuming very low sugar or no sugar at all. I was eliminating grains and just eating a lot of meat, a lot of eggs, a lot of protein. And of course, so when my migraines increased and my body temperature was down to 94.5, a sloth is at 93.3. So I was near sloth-like.
Wow.
And I had cold hands and cold feet. All the time. It was amazing. And I was overweight too. So it's like people looked at me like I was kind of funny because I was so overweight. But yet, how could you be cold? You're well insulated, aren't you? I'd get those jokes.
You gained weight on the diet.
You what?
You gained weight on that.
I did gain weight. I did end up gaining some weight. And the stress of stressing about food, I could do a whole show on that.
But
because
you,
it does become like a religion to you.
But you told me, actually, there was a way that you were, you know, they would, but so they told you, oh, you're not doing it right. Or tell that story, because you told me off the air, you know?
Yeah, well, I started trying to incorporate more of a GAPS diet. And GAPS stands for gut and psychology syndrome. Not everybody responds to this diet the way, the textbook classic way, the way that they should for gut healing. And it's nice in theory, but for me, it was too many liquids, it was eliminating too many other foods, and it was actually contributing to the increase in migraines. So when I would consult my chapter leaders or doctors, they would say, well, oh, you've got to try this a little bit harder. You've got to be more stringent. You have to cut this other stuff out. And so, like I said, it was a complete elimination of grains, carbohydrates, anything. And I wasn't experiencing the healing. So then you start to feel like it's your fault. I'm not trying hard enough. Then you kind of, it just baffles their mind that your body is not responding. And then they start to sound like the modern medical community, you know? And so
like
I
what?
Felt
like, No, like what? Like what was said?
Well, in the heart attack industry, in the heart field, if your body doesn't respond to all the stents and the bypasses, then they're just like, oh, well, they kind of treat you like it's your fault. So they just would be like, we don't know. We don't know what more you could do. If you're doing all of this like you say you are. See, it was always comments like that. Like you say you are, if you're really doing what you're telling us you're doing, then it should be like this, that you should be responding in this manner. And I said, hey, guys, I don't know what's wrong with my body. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just hormones. So anyway, I was to the point of like being very prayerful about my diet because I was scared. I didn't know what was going to happen next. I started actually having vertigo and I was near seizure-like. So on top of the migraines, then I go into these 4-hour to 6-hour bits of vertigo where the room was just spinning. And it's just amazing that I survived. And that really scared me because I couldn't drive. I couldn't safely get anywhere. I couldn't even hardly walk. And so it only took one or two times of that vertigo for me to say, okay, something has to change now. Mm. And I came across my friend Matt Stone, and I'm going to totally plug him, Matt Stone of 180degreehealth.com. He has tried all of these things too. And Matt is kind of like where everybody – he's the guy everybody goes to who we're all on this island of misfit toys, so to speak. Mm. If the Weston A. Price paleo vegan stuff doesn't work for you and you end up feeling weaker and you're losing hair or your health starts to decline, then we just all somehow find our way over there and we start restoring our metabolism through carbohydrates and including carbohydrates back into our diet. And Matt literally helped save my life with this.
Mm.
So he put me on some carbohydrates, and we started incorporating other things into the diet. It wouldn't be considered health food, but it was health food to my metabolism and my body. And he explained to me from a cellular level the balance of sugar and salt that had to take place. So I was flooding my body. I was actually having like water intoxication. I was having syncope episodes. I was flushing all the salt and sugar and the delicate balance that our body needs, the electrolytes. I was flushing those out, and that is why I was having the migraines and the vertigo.
Yeah, but you're being very technical about it. Now, when we talk off the air, you're very funny about it. What did he put? Just be the you. What did he put you on?
Pancakes.
That made your headaches go away.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Panacakes. And ice cream, and what else? Dates and maple syrup and oats for breakfast.
Right.
And I felt amazing. I had energy. My headaches were gone. My vertigo was gone in 2 days.
See,
body temperatures went back up to normal, and I was actually revving my metabolism.
So carbohydrates are your friend. Now, I'm not going to recommend that everybody eat pancakes, but you can eat whole grains, potatoes, root vegetables, turnips, squash,
yes,
all of these wonderful things. Oats are your great friend.
Yes.
I know they contain a little bit of phytic acid, which apparently will kill you in 1 billion years if, you know, if all you eat are oats. On the other hand,
you can soak them as well. You don't have to deal with the phytic acid. Just soak them.
I know it's so simple. When I was talking to one of my good friends, who is, I mean, somebody I really like, who is a Weston Price guy down in Florida, and he was telling me about the soy thing. We really got into it, and I said, but wait a second. So you're worried about the phytic acid, or you're worried about the whatever it is that you're worried
phytoestrogens
about. You know, and that's all nonsense anyway, because the isoflavones, you know, interrupt the other estrogen cycle, which is more related to cancer. So in other words, they prevent it. So they're more preventative than anything. But I still
can't wrap my brain around that, but I'm working on it.
Well, I was reading. Oh, come on. Just look at populations that eat a ton of soy. They don't have the cancers that we have.
I have, and you've shared that with me, and that has what has helped break the mold. And Matt Stone fried my brain. I was like the Weston A. Price person in the fetal position going, I'm belting. What you are saying does not make any sense.
Right.
You're right. Breaking my brain.
Well, doesn't it make sense that if your body, if you're standing in, you know, if you find yourself driving in the middle of the night to the supermarket to eat Nabisco brand whatever, cookies and dough and stuff, that, or you're in front of the refrigerator putting cake flour in your mouth, that you should probably try to eat healthy carbohydrates instead of starving yourself to the point. And that's what I'm saying. Our bodies use carbohydrates for energy. Now, I know that there's some people, and some people have gotten very mad at me, very... very touchy.
April, I'm very surprised at some of the reactions you've had.
I know. We've got to hit a break. We'll be right back. This is Liam Sheff with the wonderful Joni Abbott Cox from Homegrown Health. She's telling stories about how to get better if you're having migraines from eating too much milk and meat. We will be back. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. See you in two.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Hira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show on the only place, the best in natural health talk radio, where, okay, I'm starting over.
No, this is it. We're not. Go. Just go.
You're going to make
no, go. This is Liam Sheff sitting with Joni.
Liam Sheff and Joni Cox hosting, co-hosting, coasting through The Robert Scott Bell Show, where we're rocking the health world, mistakes and all. And I was a pancake eater, Liam. I started eating pancakes and got rid of my migraines and eating ice cream and pretzels and started eating these really palatable carbohydrates. And surprisingly, my migraines went away and my body temperatures got hot.
Right. Now I don't recommend pretzels and ice cream. I'll tell you why though. Now, and maybe we can just have a minute with this. Pretzels are so baked, they do tighten your body. Yet, I think of food very differently. I think this is one reason paleo people don't really know what I'm talking about. Paleo people are still sort of living in an American mindset about food.
Right.
Now, I hear them are biting and chewing on their leather right now, getting ready to yell at me, talking about me. But I'm telling you, you've come from a place, and what they're looking for is a perfect diet. So they're swayed by the idea that for 2 million years, this is sort of how people ate. Well, that's just totally untrue.
Because, and it's a big old world out there.
Because for 2 million years, we weren't the same species. You know, we're not the same anymore. This branch of the hominid species learned to cook with fire, and we changed. We cook with fire. We changed our metabolism. We changed our interaction with the foods of the world. We cracked it open to another significant level of bioavailability by using fire to release the long-chain carbohydrates. We definitely changed our digestion. We definitely changed the way we do things. Because if you want to make the argument that for 2 million years we chased these wild things and whatever, and then we developed agriculture, which was the ruin of us, you might as well just eat ants and bananas, because that's what monkeys eat, and they've been around much. So you get what I'm saying. So
I do. I do. And, you know, I am so thankful for the pretzels in my diet, because it helped me to understand, you know, the balance from a cellular level. But I did gain some weight from that, naturally. I mean, how can you not? But that was to be expected. Matt warned me about it. But when I started looking at the greater dietary picture around the world, I realized, wow, you know, there are some ancient cultures like the Asian cultures and some, others who, wait a minute, you know, I can't take them out of the equation, because they've been, they're civilizations that have thrived for centuries.
They're older than, you know, the funny thing about the Weston A. Price thing is, you know, he avoided essentially cultures that didn't confirm his bias.
Yes.
That's
well,
bad
yeah,
science.
He didn't research every culture around the world. It was just the few that he did. While he made some very good observations, I've even come across quotes from Weston A. Price himself that talked about not eliminating carbohydrates.
Oh, no, he said fill up on them. I mean, yeah, he wasn't Sally Fallon. He was a different kind of cat, really.
Right.
But the reason I don't recommend pretzels is because they're so drying. And
right.
in the West, you only look at carbohydrates and proteins and fat and sodium. But from a whole foods perspective, from a more Eastern perspective, you look at food as energy. And the energy of the food is either contractive or expansive. Now, meat is always very, very contractive. It's muscle. It is a contractile device used by bodies to mobilize themselves. But when you bake things, you're drawing out all the water. You're creating a very contractive, tightening element. Hard to digest. You know, people like to crunch it, but sometimes I think that's just sometimes a bit of an anger release. But that's a way to look at food differently.
Right. Because in the Eastern philosophy, too, in the Eastern mindset, they believe that all of our emotions are also tied to different organs. Is that correct?
Yeah, they do.
Correct?
So,
okay.
Right. So if you tighten the liver, you're going to feel angry. And you tighten the body by eating very contractive foods, like big animal foods regularly, heavily salted foods, overly salted foods, and what? Heavily baked foods. Does that sound like anything? Doesn't that sound like the American diet, more or less? A lot of
standard, actually. And you know, I have to tell you, I am so thankful that you've gone on your discussions about the paleo diet the way that you have, because it has helped shed light for me personally on dietary, just how you look at it. It has helped me to understand how to incorporate different foods in my diet and look at it from an energy standpoint.
Well, then I feel vindicated.
You should.
I've been yelled at by so many people.
I've listened faithfully to every show that you've done with Robert on this, and it's just been fascinating.
No, I feel better now, because if I help one person who's very nice, it's fine if all the people who are screaming at me don't get it. But, you know, they might misunderstand where I'm coming from. I'm not telling them.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not telling them that meat is evil. It's not. It's animal flesh. It's very contractile. It's very contractive. So you have to also have expansive foods in your diet so your body doesn't overly tighten. And when you're overly tight, you want to, what? Relax. In order to relax, you either eat more, you eat excessively, or you eat things like sugar and alcohol, which are, you know, very expansive, but both disease-producing.
Right, and these are all dietary uppers and downers.
They are. They're yin and they're yang, though. They're yin and they're yang. They're tightening and loosening, tightening and loosening. So my job with myself, you know, my goal was to sort of search out what the middle was. You know, what can I eat that provides enough energy, doesn't tighten me up, doesn't make me too loose and, you know, kind of hazy or relaxed. That's mm-hmm. why vegans, like raw vegans, it's easy to mock them. Like, hey, here's a raw vegan. Hey, everybody, what's going on? You know, they're just, right, they're paper thin and they're watery. They have too much water element in them. You'd look from a Chinese medicine perspective. Too much air and too much water.
Right, and that's
fire.
Where you're coming from. And that's where I feel like everybody is misunderstanding you, because they don't have that knowledge that you do. Not that they're, you know, it's simple ignorance. It doesn't mean that they're stupid.
Yes, they're ignorant and stupid. You heard Joni say it, right? No, of course not. And it's not, I won't even say it's ignorance. It's just, okay, I'll go. In other words, it's not being, the whole culture doesn't talk in these terms. I had to learn this. I had to search it out. I was very unsatisfied and felt incomplete with the Western way of looking at food, calories, fats, carbohydrates, sugars, and salts. It just was like, really? But what about the fact that I feel different when I eat a carrot than I do than when I eat, you know, a hamburger? Even though I have one bite of the hamburger has the same amount of calories, it's a different feeling. The energy of it is different. And that's really what I've been trying to talk with. And when you talk about food as energy, you no longer think that you can just eat meat because it's very contractile. You're all you're doing is tightening and packing that tightening energy into your organs and body. And I've been feeling that from the people who are yelling at me that they are so wound up about this.
Well, and I think questions are good. I think we should question every new fad diet. Usually we didn't know what paleo was 10 years ago.
No.
You know, and just like everything else, there are these fads that come along, and in our American culture and American mind, we just always are looking for the next best thing or looking to jump on the bandwagon. But I had to become, for myself, a little more functional in the aspect and look at the world in a greater view and say, okay, all of these things were given to us. We derive nutrients from the soil. Let's grow things in the dirt and eat them. And meat is expensive. You know, I mean, just there were just a lot of elements that I was taking into consideration there. And it just made more sense for me to kind of seek out other cultures and look at their health, because it's not like us Americans have, you know, we're not like the pillar for stellar health from a world standpoint.
No, we're not doing that well. And I know the paleo people say, well, it's because we're not eating enough meat. Well, okay, go eat your ham, go eat your brontosaurus burger. I'm not going to stop you. But if you hit that wall, think about that expansive, contractive quality of food.
Right. Plants, and do some research.
Plants are expansive. And don't just get trapped in the reductionism. Yes, broccoli might have one element in it, but it goes away when you cook it. And your body, by the way, these bloggers, these sort of the crazy version of the paleo, like that we were dealing with the other day, who want to tell you that the element in broccoli is dangerous, say that, you know, broccoli's developed this defense mechanism. Don't you think that our bodies have developed a way to deal with their idiotic, their tiny broccoli defense mechanism? It's a tiny thing. Our bodies can deal with their thing too. You don't give our bodies credit for being able to deal with the little bits of toxins in vegetables. But, you know, that's why you have to just eat meat, which apparently has no toxins, but apparently it also does. So get beyond what Robert always calls the false Hegelian dialectic. And that's what I'm going to say about it. Joni, we're going to totally leave this next. Write your angry letters to me on Facebook. I will answer them by saying
what?
Nothing. I'm not going to say anything about it anymore. I don't care
bleep,
anymore.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Yeah!
Exactly. I'm going to say, Grasshopper, it's there's more to the world than we can ever know. So don't think you have it all figured out. I don't. It's a search. It's an exploration of the energy of the world. And that's what diet is, too. But next hour, we're going to totally leave this. We're going to do news stories. And Joni's going to bring us in. We're going to talk about video games.
Yeah, that's going to be a good topic.
You're listening to Natural News. Oh, Joni, take us out.
All right. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just talking to a caller on the break, and he was saying, you know, before I heard your show, I thought, you know, you guys were witch doctors. Yes, the witch doctor of talk radio, Robert Scott Bell.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me...
You know, and then you realize and listens and listens, and you break the cycle of the mind control propaganda. Suddenly you go, oh my, 100,000 to 784,000 Americans are dying every year to something that I called legitimate? That's the witch doctoring.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. I'm your host, co-host, Joni Cox, along with Liam Sheff. You can catch all the show notes and everything that we talked about today at robertscottbell.com. Also, don't forget to sign up for his newsletter. Tomorrow, tune in to The Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. He has that coming to you every Friday. And go ahead and give us a call, too, or call Robert anytime at 866-939-BELL. Liam. We are going to discuss video games. Wah, 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 wah.
Hey, you're off your mic all of a sudden. We're going to do
really?
We're going to do it. No, you're better now. We're going to do a special, right?
Yes.
We're doing an upcoming special to be announced. Don't know quite where it'll appear, but it'll appear on. Should you tell them or should I?
Go for it.
How much we hate the holidays.
Liam and I discovered our friendship. One of the great things that makes us such good friends is that we both absolutely abhor the holidays.
I know.
We hate them.
I know. It's not, people don't want to hear that, but a lot of people understand. Now, we'll do the show. We'll announce it. Hopefully we can do call-in, but we'll certainly talk about, you have a name. It's the Bah Humbug. Bah Humbug episode. I'm so tired of these holidays. I'm 41 and three quarter, whatever. I'm so tired. It's so boring to me. Oh, we're going to kill birds and eat them. Oh, you're going to put stuff under a tree. I want to wipe out the whole American holiday calendar and just have something different.
You know, and I like that idea very much. I just don't like the materialism, and everybody wants everything, and this entitlement attitude, and I just, it's too much. It's too much.
It is demasiado, and I look at America as the country that has the most, and so many people get so much, and then we have one day put aside where we really, really, really get to eat. Really? We need that? I think we should have a day where we fast and drink tea. I think we should have holidays where we throw colored spices at each other like they do in India. I think we should have holidays where we
have... Ooh, that would be fun.
I know, where we have to, like, do, like, foot races around town. I think we should just have all...
like Laverne and Shirley, Schlemiel, Schlemachel.
Yeah, we should have all kinds of new holidays, and we're going to talk about this on the upcoming holiday show.
And I'm going to burst your bubble about baby Jesus.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll just leave him hanging.
Why did you hang baby Jesus?
I didn't hang baby Jesus.
Joni Cox hanging baby Jesus. Okay. So we're going to talk in this hour about something that you've learned to hate. And I don't know all the details of how you learned to hate it, so I'll throw it to you first. And then you can come back to me about how I'm going to say I got through... It's kind of addiction that a lot of young men have.
Yes. It's the dreaded video game. I've never understood how somebody can sit in one place for 19 hours at a time and play video games. It's like they don't move. It's like, give me a bottle to pee in instead of just, you know, can you stop the game? It's okay. The world will not end if you press pause and actually use the bathroom. I just do not understand it. And I know it sucks you in, and a lot of the video game folks will come back with, well, I don't know how you guys sit there and watch TV and the whole time. And I just think it's all a bunch of duh. I can't. We're not having a moment of duh on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to have a whole hour of duh. I really, the video game thing bothers me because it just feels like you're sucked into this alternate reality and everything around you disappears. So if you're a family man and you're a dad or a mom and that's all you do, you are rejecting your family and making them feel completely like they don't exist. They're not important. And there seems to be no moderation for the addicted.
Now, why don't you tell us how you feel about it?
Would you really like me to talk about it? Yeah, feeling about it, I feel resentful toward video, in a sense, for the video game industry. I loathe it. I realize it's very creative, but I think there's a greater problem that exists. And I can always tell who a gamer,
my kids and I have this thing. They're always like, Mom, do you think he plays video? Because I can tell by their spine. I can tell how they walk. I could tell they have this hunchback thing going on. Mm. And they have very poor posture, and you could tell by their neck. And plus, they look very white and pale because it's very apparent they don't get outside and see any sunshine.
They're pale. Their skin has a veneer of Doritos grease that's coming out of their pores. Their breath is stale. Their clothes are not really cared for. Their hair is greasy. And they don't seem to be able to... They're not always terribly at ease in their own skin. And if they see... You know, they're like the... Sort of like the Morlocks in the Time Machine. You know, the light scares them.
Right, right. They're a little reclusive, a little standoffish, a little kind of loners. And it just seems they don't know how to interact with people. But they're very good with interacting with false realities.
False realities. You said video games were creative. What do you mean?
I think... Like comic books or cartoons, things that there is a creative process that has to take place for somebody to drum up these worlds and make them believable to the point where it can addict young people to them for hours, I mean days at a time. So much so that they want to drink Red Bull and these energy drinks till their heart explodes. There have been children who have died, young teens who have died as a result of not sleeping, taking too many uppers to stay up all night so they can finish their missions. And there's something just inherently wrong with that.
So you're a big fan. You don't like video games. Now, I don't like
them. Not at all.
No, I don't like them either. And when you said to me, I think when you told me that you didn't like video games, what were you expecting me to say?
Well, you're a guy who's very creative, and I thought you were going to totally be like Debbie Downer on me about it.
Debbie Downer?
Yeah. You're going to come down on me, Liam. You're going to say, like all the other guys I know say, oh, come on. Come on. It's just fun. It's just something we do. And it's like, really? It's just, yeah. And no, you're very pleasantly like, yeah, I agree with you.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why in the next segment. I'm gonna say this, though. When I was growing up, my mother did a lot of really, really, really questionable things and a lot of really bad things. She did a couple really good things, too. And one of them, and I don't know where this came from in her, because she indulged all kinds of things that she probably shouldn't have, like, got me too much. She wasn't around, so maybe she bought me too much plastic crap and tried, you know, felt bad about it. So I didn't learn a lot of restraint until I got to be older and I was on my own about, I don't know, the material stuff. We didn't have a lot and we weren't wealthy, but that was a way she sort of made up for never being around because she went back to medical school.
Right.
And my father was absolutely absentee, you know, terrible, terrible guy. But what she didn't allow me to have, now I got sucked into the TV. And when you said creative, I want to say it's creative for the people who make it.
Right.
But not for the people who absorb it.
Right. Well, you know, and I wanted to at least give credit to the creative process. And, you know, I'm a voiceover artist. I think it would be actually fun to do a voiceover, you know, to sound like the gal on there. Your ship will blow up in 5 seconds, you know, something like that.
Get up and go outside.
Yeah. Alpha Charlie Niner.
Turn off the machine and walk outside. I've often wondered about this. People love their simulation so much. I figured if I can sell a video game in which you simulate opening the door and going outside and playing.
Maybe. Liam.
It's just like this game is so great. It's just like going outside.
And yeah, and but maybe you could make it where like the Xbox Kinect thing where they have to actually move their body.
Yeah. Yes, so they'll be miming walking outside,
right? And yeah, not getting the real vitamin D from the sun or the fresh air or the energy from the earth.
It'll be an international success, a huge rage. Hey, have you played Walk Outside the game?
Gosh,
it's just like you open the door. You can almost feel yourself turning the knob and walking. It's just like things are going by you, just like when you're walking, but you're not.
Right.
So, video games are creative for the people who make them, but more on that when we come back. All right, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to deconstruct the video game habits of males I can't speak to females. I think they play games less often. They definitely play them less often. They play them for different reasons. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the true story of one young man who fought the addiction against video games. His name was Liam Sheaf. Back in a moment. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, co-hosting with Joni Abbott Cox.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
Co-hosting with Liam Sheff, I'm Joni Cox, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world, talking about video games. Yeah, I was telling Liam during the break that when he said, tell me how you really feel, I said, yeah, my head is spinning like The Exorcist and I'm spitting green pea soup. What else would you like to know? So, Liam, tell us about your story on how you broke your addiction, or at least became addicted to video games. Take us through the male psyche on this one, because I see a rise in female gamers and maybe their addiction as well, but it's not as prevalent.
No, it's not, because males, and I had a very mild case of it compared to a lot of people, and I didn't play them much. So you're saying, well, it doesn't really count. But it was significant, and it was a challenge to put them down. Here's what happened. I didn't finish the story about my mom. The thing that my mom didn't do, which was one of the best things that she did, was she didn't get me a video game when I was a kid. I got sucked into TV. I watched too much TV. But at least TV, they're stories. You look at archetypes. You look at the mythological arcs in all stories, and you begin to suss those out, and maybe you can write. And I sat in front of the TV, and I drew, and I drew, and I drew, and I drew. So I was being creative. Now, TV sucks, and I know that, but I wasn't it makes me very anxious to see a kid sitting in front of a TV with a game controller for more than 10 minutes. It makes me very anxious. Like, go draw. Now, because I grew up drawing, that world, my mom saw that in me. She recognized that in me. She didn't discourage it at all.
Right.
She didn't do much to help me train it, but she bought me the pastels and the things that I wanted. She didn't send me to art school. She didn't send me to an art elementary school. And maybe that would have been the right place for me. Maybe a lot of the trauma of my life would have been gone had I been in my natural environment, my milieu, from a very early age, but I wasn't. But I drew, and 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 I created all these wonderful worlds, or these wonderful worlds poured out of me, and I became aware that this wonderful creative process exists in everybody. And I'm amazed when people tell me, not that they can't draw, but they're almost afraid to. I'm like, no, just make a mess on the paper. It's okay. There are no, don't worry about the rules. You know, just get the mess out and then see where it takes you. And you know, there are all these kinds of art of doodling now. I'm very enthusiastic about that because everybody likes to make these continuous fractal shapes, these geometric patterns. Everybody, that's what we are.
Well, I looked out at my paper and I see that I've even done that.
Of course.
Yes.
It's what we are. So my mother didn't get me an Atari. And I had to go to friends' houses and play their stupid Ataris. And we did. And as a young male, now everybody is visually oriented. Every human being is, human beings like monkeys are visually oriented. And if you flash lightning or a lighter in front of most animals, they'll look at the flashing light.
Right.
That's all we are. That's all we're doing when we look at a video game or the TV. If you're in a bar and there's a TV on it, your eyes look at it because the light is blinking. It's not because it's interesting. It's because it's flashing at about 30 or 60 times a second. It's flashing. You don't realize, but it's constantly redrawing and flashing.
And this happens with computers as well?
Any screen that's on,
yes,
that has a moving image on it, your eyes are going to be drawn to the screen because that image, which while seems to be moving, is actually flashing. You don't realize it, but it is. That's how movement is created on these screens, by constantly redrawing the movement. So a kid looking at a video game can't take his eyes off because we're naturally inclined to look at flashing, strobing lights. You look and you're mesmerized.
Like the bug zapper.
Like the bugs. You're mesmerized. Now, the idea that you can control an object. Now, boys are very object-oriented. You pick up an object, you move an object, you put an object here, you move it around a field. We're two- and three-dimensionally oriented. We love to move things around and put them in new places. Women love this, too, in different ways, but men love to, you know, and I'm not just saying men. If you're a woman and you do this, you do and you understand. Most males like to manipulate objects. Now, I realized this because I didn't have a video game for most of my childhood. My mother then got me a computer when I was 12, and I wanted a video game. There were a couple of video games on it, but the video games on it sucked. And yeah. So what I learned to do, and this I really credit my mother this. I learned to program in Basic and Advanced Basic on my own, just using a book, so that I could make animated graphics and move them around with a joystick and gain the satisfaction. I didn't have a video game, but I could actually make the things that other people were playing. Now, I couldn't make a full video game in the sense that it had all these sort of... I couldn't make a video game like anything plays today. I could make sprites that moved around and had some pattern. I could make them that moved around by controlling a joystick. And I was able to do that. I was very pleased that I could do that.
Well, it was almost like you could create your doodle world on a computer. Or at least the beginnings of it, right?
Well, the wonderful thing about it is that programming was all logical routines and subroutines. They're all if-then routines and go-to routines. So go here, if-then, go-to, if-then, go-to.
Right.
Demonstrate this. If this touches this, then do this. It's very logical. And I really love logic as a form of expression. It's very... interesting and exciting to me. I know that sounds, that's the nerdiest thing I've ever said on the radio, but
it's very exciting to be in a logical conundrum.
Is it a nerd, a dork, or a geek? Which thing was that?
That was very nerdy. That
nerdy?
Was very
okay.
That's the height of my nerddom. I love logic. I love logical construction. I love logical argument. I love inversions. You know, if this is true, then is the opposite true? If you're accusing me of this, will you accuse yourself of the same thing? If that, you know, it's the same of the paleo diet. If you accuse vegetables of being bad, can you do the examination of meat? It's pure logical argument, and I just honestly get off on it. It's very exciting to me. I know, very nerdy.
Do I need to leave you alone?
No. Socratic, the Aristotelian.
Let me give you a moment.
Right. So I really enjoyed that. I really loved it. And I didn't play video games except once in a while. Now, when I got to be 19 or 20, I was on my own. And I thought, oh, what the hell? What the heck? I already said it. I'm this age. I wanted a video game. Video games now are cool. They're really fun. And they had the Sega Genesis. I bought it. And I would play this thing for a few hours at a time. And then I would feel just relieved of a certain amount of tension. This is very important. I was full of angst. I was full of unspent rage from a very, very bad childhood. I was full of confusion about where I was headed in life. And I would play this thing. I remember one video game, the boys out there will know exactly, it was called Strider, and it was on the Genesis, and it was this awesome manga Japanese thing. It was great looking. And you would learn over and over again to go through these levels, and there were places that you would stand and places you would jump. And I have to tell you, you do it, you beat it, and you beat the game, and you go, well, I really actually, nobody knows that I beat this game. None of the girls that I'm interested in talking to give a damn that I beat this game.
Right, right. Well, it's not our thing. Classically, I'm just like, okay, woohoo. But I realize now that there was some sense of conquering.
Yes, but it was very, what I'm saying was, in a moment, by myself, It demonstrated what I already knew about life, frankly, which is if you want to get something done, you really got to stick with it. But that was it, because I wasn't better at life. I might have been a little less stressed, but I have to tell you, I was so angry at times with these video games that I would throw the controllers across the room.
Oh yeah, I've seen it. I've witnessed it. And you could be in a bad mood, and somebody else can walk in the room and say something to you, and it's like, what? And it's Whoa, I didn't realize you were so into it. Or you felt like you were messing somebody up so you couldn't bother them in their video games. It just took people to a very dark place.
Now, the reality is that I hadn't accomplished anything, and I wasn't angry at anything real, and I wasn't really working out any of my actual problems. In other words, I was doing a drug. It was a drug.
It's kind of like an escapism.
No, it's a drug. It flickers before your eyes. It entertains the beta wave processing part of your brain. It gets you to maneuver objects that aren't real around a two-dimensional space that's imitating a three-dimensional space. It builds false relationships. You have a relationship in your mind like kids do with cartoons, with the colorful characters you're looking at that are not real. Nothing about them can ever become real. You'll never be good at a video game and then be better at
life,
piano playing, calculus, life, relationships, talking to girls, talking to boys, whatever, you know, being a parent.
Solving issues.
Real problem solving has nothing to do with what. Now, maybe if you're doing a simulation of an actual act in order to prepare for the actual act,
combat.
No, God, no. Oh, my God, I hope not, because real combat has nothing to... Okay, we're going to hit a break. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about video games and the process, because it was a real process, because I started playing them a little in my 20s, and I continued every once in a while, but it would suck up time and money, real money. Joni, how did I get myself out of it?
Yeah, how did you break free from the video game addiction?
When we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA has gone beyond infection, and it's now a cancer, and it has no integrity left upon which to build a new healthy foundation. Now, they have no interest in doing their job of protecting the American public. If the drug industry needs a regulatory agency to look the other way on drug safety, then just create your own dang one. Don't let the taxpayers have to fund your illicit, dangerous, and deadly activity. And if they want your drugs, they'll buy them. They want them. When they learn the truth, they're not gonna. And that's what you don't want. That's what you can't handle. You can't handle freedom.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
And the bureaucrats, too, in lust with money and power to give up their pharmaceutical teeth. And the mainstream media is not willing to go on record to acknowledge this truth because they're all on drugs, just like the senators, the congressmen, the president. What other explanation is there? You tell me.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show. World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. I'm Joni Cox, hosting with Liam Sheff. We are co-hosting through this next hour, through the last part of our segments here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been a lot of fun, Liam, and we're talking about video games. I had to get that off my chest, the pet peeviness that video games have
ruined portions of my life and years I'll never get back as a result of that. And Liam was helping explain to me how he got addicted to them, maybe why males tend to gravitate toward the video games. How did you end up curing yourself?
Well, I hadn't had one in childhood, even though I played sometimes. I learned to program some computer language when I was a kid because my mom got me a small computer, a Texas Instruments computer, when I was 12 instead of a ColecoVision. I'm really grateful to her for that.
Yeah.
But by the time I'd gotten into my 20s, I didn't have a computer for the longest time. It was the 90s. The internet was new. You didn't need a computer. There was no internet really in the beginning, and then by the middle there was, and by the end it was sort of everybody was using it by 2000, 98, 90, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. It was such a boom.
But in the early 90s, you didn't need a computer. You know, you didn't. You could. What were you going to do? Word process. And I wasn't drawing on the computer. I wasn't doing digital art at that point. And I really wasn't doing art. I had put that down, not permanently, but I had put it down for a while because I didn't want to go into the art world. I just hated the way the art world functioned, and I didn't want to try to do that. That's maybe a show for another topic for another show.
That's right.
But I had occasionally been playing games, and I would get really sucked in for hours at a time, and there'd be, some weeks where I would play more often. But I was in school. I had gone back to school in my mid-20s, and I began to take it very seriously in a good way by 26 or so. I know that sounds late, but I was kind of a late bloomer because childhood was such a disaster. And I was studying things that I really, really wanted to study, studying foreign language, and I was studying music. And I was studying and studying and studying, and every once in a while, it's very stressful to study all the time, to live in a very noisy, bad place, that's sort of with a bad roommate and dirt, that kind of stuff. Paying low rent, so suffering the ignominy so you can pay low rent, walking a couple miles to school, working at school for just above minimum wage, tutoring and teaching. And there were great things that were going on, but I'd go and I'd play a game and I would look at it, and I would look at the music that I was studying, and I would look at the language I was studying, and I would play the game, and the game looked at me and said, "This game is stupid."
Really? It grew a voice.
It just said, "What are you doing? Do you want to be better in 5 years? Do you want to be really good at getting the blue hedgehog to go somewhere?"
Right. That was a growing up moment for you. You realized that it was not going to add to who you are as a person. And what I always had to tell my son.
The end of it. Or do you want to be much better at piano? So that's the trick. You have to find some real world thing that you would really like to do.
Right.
And you have to decide that. And I sat at the, and I want to hear your story about your son, but I had to sit. I sat at the piano, and I have to tell you, Joni, the satisfaction you get out of some of these thrilling visuals that you get on the video screen, you don't get in real life. You don't get them.
True.
It's a drug. You don't get to fly through space. You don't get to fly down a tube or shoot lasers and watch something explode. There's a great momentary satisfaction, I think, to like doing a synthetic drug or heroin or something, cocaine. It's a rush and a thrill. It's not real. It's like an amusement park ride. You can't live it at the amusement park. You can't ride the roller coaster all the time. You die. These are drugs. And I've seen people that I like and respect who let their kids play these damn things way too often. But these are drugs. They stimulate movement centers in the mind that aren't real. You're not really doing it, and you get addicted to it. It's much more exciting than most of what real life is like. But there's no outcome. You don't get anything from it. You're not better at anything. So I sat at the piano, and I said, "I'm moving." And I realized that when I was playing a video game, the only thing I was doing was moving my thumbs around.
You don't think it was stimulating better thought process or critical thinking or logic like that?
No. Very little of that. Very little. You get more by doing a crossword puzzle or drawing. Drawing is much more exciting, much more satisfying.
Hi, my name is Liam, and I like to do drawings.
Oh, my God. Well, you know my name, isn't it? All right, so, but when you're sitting and you're doing, when you're playing a video game, you look at your hand, all you're doing is moving your thumbs. And I thought, if I'm going to move my hands and not much else, I'm going to sit and play the piano. Because in 5 years of playing the piano, I'm going to be much happier piano player, much better at piano than I am in 5 years of playing a video. I'm going to be the same idiot playing video games.
With thumb carpal tunnel.
And I made a decision. You're going to sit and play the, I said, listen to me, boyo. you sit and play the frickin' piano, and it's enough with those things. And I swear, I forced myself, and it was hard. Now, when I don't go into video game stores, I don't look at video games. If I do, I feel that twinge in my stomach, and I go, ooh, it was exciting. And then I've let myself play them, and I go, God, this is stupid. This is so dumb.
Right, because, well, if you're over, we're just overindulgent Americans, and when we indulge in that, it seems to me that the people I know who play them, the rest of life becomes so boring, and it's almost like they have their own relationship with this video game, and nothing is more important than it.
And nothing in it actually matters at all. And
that's
the unholy irony of it all. Nothing of it actually matters at all.
And I would preach to my son, people are more important than things. These are not real things. People are real relationships. They're going to be that video game is not going to be there for you when you need someone to talk to. That video game is not going to be there when you're down and out, buddy.
It will not be there for you. It will not hold you, hold your hand, feed you. It will not help you get a job. It just won't, unless you want to work at a video game store because you know all about video games. Then you can make a minimum wage and talk with other people. And there are only so many of those jobs in the world. Now, I will tell you what I think video games might be. And this, I want the conspiracy crowd to tune in to this thought. We are essentially being programmed by large Asian I'm not knocking Asia, believe me, I love Asia. But by large Asian countries, so that the youth of our... You know, in China, they try to ban these things, by the way. Yeah, they don't want kids playing these console things because they think it wastes their minds. I'm serious.
Bueller? Anyone? Bueller?
So we're being programmed by very creative people in Asia, generally in Asia, some American groups, who devise worlds that will take at least 72... to 140 continuous hours of play to solve, which means weeks or months of real playing.
Right.
And they charge you $50 to $70 to $150 just for the privilege. That means that American kids are essentially living inside of a maze created by other people and other nations. Now listen, if you're going to get into conspiracy theories, try that one on for size. The American youth are living inside of a parallel universe created by our economic adversaries. Dun da da da.
Dun dun dun. Yeah. Well, it's almost like another form of fluoride. That's how I like in video games.
That's exactly right. Elaborate, will you?
It's an electrical form of fluoride. It dumbs you down. It makes you dumb and dumber. It makes you do horrible things. It makes you say horrible things. It makes you yell at things that aren't real and yell at the people who love you and just want some of your time.
You sound like you might have some personal experience.
I do have personal experience with this. It is very devastating to the family unit because you desire as mom and children, you desire those interactions very much. You desire that one-on-one, that face-to-face time. And when you become the object of rejection instead of the object of affection or acceptance, you've come to hate the video games. You say the we. I used to call my partner, I'd say, you're my wiener. Because he played the Wii. And it was more like the winner, you know, because I had to win every game.
Oh,
and he'd stay on it till he won.
Yeah.
So I'd just say, you're my wiener. And I wrote a song and everything about it. It was a poem that I wrote about.
When we come back, Joni may or may not realize the contents of the poem. My sympathy out there to everybody addicted to the Wii or the Xbox or this PlayStation. Put it down. Put down the PlayStation. Pick up a guitar. Pick up a pencil. Pick up a calligraphy brush. Pick up a tool set and build something. You'll be so much happier with your spice rack or your sled or your bunk bed or whatever you're building out there or your new painting. You'll be so much happier with it. It will add to your life. You'll have skills that you didn't even know that you have coming through the infinite human matrix. Liberate yourself from the machine world. Back with Joni Cox and Liam Sheff. We're going to wrap up the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say hi to our sponsors at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell. Wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it immediately. It changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here? Bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert has broken into two. I am one half of Robert, and the other half is over there. Joni Abercox. Now, we're just filling, we're co-hosting or coasting in. Robert's left for the day. He left the studio open, and we came in like hungry raccoons.
Yeah, we took it over and rummaging through everything.
Well, that was interesting. I liked that video game segment. I was glad. I think we can talk about that again. We didn't get into some of the, you know, get into the technical stuff, the hypnosis from beta waves from televisions. We, you know, do some research and come back and maybe touch on it again. But I was glad. I'm glad to be able to talk about it. I do consider video games an addiction. I don't consider them to be creative. They're not. They're creative for the people who make them and lucrative for the people who make them. And they're enslaving for everybody else.
Well, and I think, too, it's a break, it, you know, from a family standpoint, because that's, I'm always coming from that standpoint, it breaks down the family unit, but it also, you know, to say that it's stress relief, I could think of a million other things that are more productive that people could do other than that.
You know, good friends, I've seen them with kids, they just sort of give up sometimes because they can't entertain the kid all the time, and they let him just play games. And we used to play other games. We used to draw, play board games, build things.
Or go outside.
Yeah, outside, Tinker Toys, Lincoln Logs, all of this stuff. Thank goodness, thank all the things that are good, were what I grew up with. I was maybe the last generation that really, because video games came in when I was 7 or 8, people probably 10, by 10, the Atari, you know, people had the Atari. But no, I built things growing up. I built things. And when you do that growing up, you're very, it's a level of self-confidence that you have in walking around and being in the world that I think, you know, have you ever met some people from a younger generation and they're in a slight, like not even a crisis, and they seem totally lost with maybe what to do. Well, you just use this for this. Like, well, just, you know, how do you get across the street? Well, just step on this rock and this. They seem very lost with how to maneuver in reality sometimes.
Yes, but I also find their social skills completely lacking. And from a homeschool parent aspect, it's like these people are creeping up our crawl about school and socialization, and this is what you produce. Don't even go there with me, dude.
Don't creep up Joni's crawl about this stuff, everybody. Do not creep up her crawl.
Don't even get near my crawl with this.
We're hearing a little Missouri, and where does that expression come from? I just want to locate that on the map for a second.
Creeping up one's crawl. I don't know. I'm afraid to ask. I think I should eliminate that from my vocabulary.
No, let's leave it. Leave it. I love it.
Creeping up my crawl?
Hold on. I got to laugh it out. Wait.
Laughter is so contagious. You just made me laugh 50 times harder about
all
that.
All right. Well, listen, if you're creeping up people's crawl, just knock it off and put down the video game.
You know, why do we creep? And why is it crawling?
Speaking of creeping and crawling, we have a couple of news stories that we can touch on lightly.
Ooh, nice segue.
Thank you.
I like it.
I made it up on the spot.
Great.
Go, Johnny.
Which one?
I don't know. The one that you said you were going to do.
Well, you know, we've got the usual flu propaganda coming up. I mean, it's every year they come up with a new thing, a new flu shot, a new reason to need to inject you with all of these horrible viruses and monkey testicles and squalene.
Right.
So flu can kill quickly, taking lives of healthy children.
I know. That's a lie. But you wanted to do a story. You wanted to do one story.
It is. Which one did I want to do?
You told me in the break.
There's so many.
Oh, my God.
Which one was it?
The one that you told.
Oh, the FDR, no. Hold on. The Winter Blues story, that's what it is.
The one that you wanted to do on the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I forgot.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the pregnant brain. It's the eternal thing. No, I'm not pregnant. But once you become pregnant, that pregnant brain thing never ends. And the more children you have, the more forgetful you are.
Oh, no. Okay. This is Joni Cox with the Liam Sheff Show. Robert Scott Bell is guest hosting. Liam, what did you want to talk about?
Tell me again. Tell me more.
Come on, do the story. What was it?
Winter blues. Okay. It was winter blues.
Yes.
Talking about how everybody suffers from seasonal issues when there's no sun. Liam, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about here.
Oh, God, it's deadly. Okay, number one, I've given up and I'm just taking vitamin D at this point.
Really? Is it synthetic? Because I have an issue with some of that.
No idea what it is. I think it comes from some sort of animal.
Sheep's wool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I we'll have to talk about vitamin D another time. But
talk about it now.
So are you feeling better?
Yeah, I don't know. Talk about it now. What do you want to say?
So I have an issue with all the synthetic vitamin D running around. Everybody can woohoo about all the health benefits from it, but it's still synthetic. It's vitamin D3. Now, if it comes from a natural source like the animals, well, how much of that do we eat? How much of that do we usually take?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I pop the it's olive oil in a gelatin capsule. I don't like eating the gelatin capsule, so I pop the olive oil in my mouth.
Okay, so it's just olive oil?
With the vitamin D.
Where does the vitamin D come from?
The lamb, I was going to say lamb balls. I don't think I can say that on the air. I don't know where it comes from.
Well, I've heard sheep's wool, and then I've also heard, but naturally the sun is...
Sheep's wool.
And freshwater fish or small fish like sardines.
It comes from the sheep's wool. It's they get the sun and they put out the oil and you're eating their stinky oil. That's what it is.
Right.
Okay. So I'm having some of that. I give up. I'm going to get extra vitamin D because I'm in the cold, bitterly cold north.
Right. I understand. And I understand people's need to take it, but I don't like the synthetic vitamin D. And my friend Shane Ellison over at thepeopleschemist.com used to work for Eli Lilly, and he does a whole thing about vitamin D and the scam, and I think he's onto something. So
I'm interested in talking about that. I feel pretty safe in taking the stuff that comes out of, that's, you know, the lanolin. Whatever. It doesn't bug me that much. I mean, sheep produce wool. You don't kill the sheep for it. You shear the sheep and you wipe the lanolin into a pill and send it to me. I think that's how it works. I'll look it up. They probably, you know what? They probably humiliate and torture the animal. Now I'm going to feel bad about eating the vitamin D3. We'll see.
That to me makes more sense. Or eating small fish.
Yeah, I would eat small fish if I would need it.
Taking the synthetic vitamin D3 that is made in a laboratory, because we forget that's what they do. We have vitamin hucksters out there.
Vitamin hucksters, right. That's true. That's true. And you'd have to look up the method by which they make it. Now, they could just ferment it. I mean, some things that are made in labs are just fermented. So not everything from a, you know, beer is made in a kind of a lab. But you have to look up the process. What's the process? That is a question for another time. It's interesting.
Yeah, it builds up toxicity in your system.
I also have a sun, a light lamp. I don't know if it does me any good at all, but I love plants, and I have two plants inside the place that I'm staying, the room that I'm in, actually, the one that I sleep in. I love green plants, and I have a light and a little light fixture. It wasn't expensive, from Home Depot, and that's a UV rating good for plants, and I figure that's probably pretty good for me, too. So sure. I just leave that on through all of the evening until I go to bed at like 3.
And so switching those circadian rhythms around, that could help. But when it's dark at 4:30, it gets a little difficult.
I don't care about circadia anymore. I give up on circadia. I don't know where it is. Let me tell you something about circadia. I want the entire United States to give the giant flip off to this whole crazy... We're going to have it be slightly light at 6 in the morning, and it's going to be dark at 3 in the afternoon on the East Coast and the North thing. I want day to start at 9:30 a.m. and to end at 7. And if it's going to be really a short day, it can start at 10 a.m. I don't care if it's light before that. I want it to be still light at 7 when I'm feeling happy and walking around. That's what I want, and that's the law now. Now, Joni, we've done it again. Two hours have gone by.
Yes.
We're up again. That's it.
That's it?
It's time for goodbyes. See you next times.
Yeah, let's just hope Robert will let us host and coast and co-host his show again.
Let's hope. Now, remember, Robert loves to be handed coffee beans. So if you ever see him, just keep some coffee beans and just hand them to him. He'll know. It's the love. Give him coffee beans.
Coffee beans. Show the love. Show the love. Coffee beans equal vitamin L for Robert Scott.
Robert,
Bell.
Give him some organic.
That rhymes.
Organic coffee beans. Another thing. Yeah, that's one of the things he loves the most. Sorry. I meant not to laugh when I said that. Joni,
well, Robert, thank you so much for letting us host your show today.
Yay.
Don't forget, show notes at robertscottbell.com. Comments at 866-939-BELL.
Yay. It was fun.
It was fun. The time always flies by when we're on the air together.
I know. We should do some more specials together.
We are. We are going to do our upcoming Bah Humbug Why We Hate Christmas special.
Take that, St. Nick.
You what?
Take that, St. Nick.
That's right. And the elves.
And you elves.
You happy people around Christmas.
Yeah, you people. Happy almost holidays, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks very much for listening. Stay tuned for Linderman Unleashed. And then Joni's going to be back with an hour of...
Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. Talking vaccines this week. Great interview with Deborah Deborah Kahn from the Vermont Coalition for Vaccine Choice.
And thanks, Super Don, for always, as always, for producing. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
Thanks,
and
Lance.
Remember,
the power to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Some quick questions. Do you know what is in the water you are drinking? Do you care? Have you considered the quality of water for your plants and animals? Do you believe water is important to your life? If your water could be changed into healthy water inexpensively, would you consider changing? If so, log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Once again, StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Learn, investigate, and act. Watch the informational short videos on the website. Water is most important. Structured water is beneficial. And learn how structured water can benefit you. Log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Scott Bell Show.